Let's all worship the Lord as we sing together paraphrase number 2. O God of Bethel, by whose hand thy people still are fed, who through this weary pilgrimage hast all our fathers led. The paraphrase 2, let's have good singing as we worship the Lord today. As we come to seek the Lord, we like to read a psalm, hear what the Lord is saying to our hearts. I trust that we feel like the psalmist as we come to God's house today, this gladness that he speaks about. Can you say with the psalmist David, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. As we read words like this, and the scripture commands us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that's something that we ought to do. And it ought to be in our minds and hearts regularly, to remember God's beloved land, and we ought to pray for Israel. As we pray for Israel, we do pray for the war situation in Ukraine, and although we're not commanded to pray for Ukraine or anywhere else in the Bible, yet we believe it's the will of God, because Christ is coming, and when the Prince of Peace comes, he's going to bring peace to this warring earth, and he will establish his kingdom in this world. And so we're praying in the will of God, and we pray for peace in the world, and we think of Ukraine very especially, and all that is happening there. We remember also our students at the Throne of Grace. These have been challenging days for them doing their examinations. Do remember them, please. And remember Jonathan, who is in Auchnacloy today. He's taking their Children's Day and then the youth rally after that. So we'll seek the Lord in prayer, call upon his name. And just as we come to the Lord, remember that he is the God of Bethel. And we've been singing this paraphrase today, based, of course, on the words of Genesis 28. You think of the vows and the prayers that we present to the Lord. And in the midst of all the perplexing times of life, we look to the Lord, and I'm sure there's those in God's house just now, and this is where you are. You're in a perplexing time. So we pray for you very especially. And we ask the Lord to spread his covering wings around us. Our God and Father, in the worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, my dear Son and our Saviour, we come to this place of worship. We come to very simply present our lives before thy presence now in worship. We come to exalt the name of Christ, in whose name we pray. We come to glory in the Saviour. God forbid that we should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we think of the Saviour and all that he is and all that he has accomplished, we particularly glory in the cross, because it is the cross that has bought eternal salvation for your people. We thank you today for the cleansing blood, for the application of that blood to our hearts and lives. We're glad to know that our sins, which are many, are gone, never to be remembered against us anymore. Forgiven, pardoned, cleansed. Lord, we know what we deserved. If we got our just deserts, we would be lost in hell forever. But Christ came, the Messiah that was promised from ancient times. He came into the world to die in our guilty room instead, and to be that once and for all sacrifice for sin. And Lord, we are here today, many of us that are saved, your children, part of the family of God. And we know that it's all by grace. For by grace are we saved through faith. And Father, we know that you have done so much for us, purchasing our salvation, opening up the way to eternal life in heaven itself. We're glad that we're in Christ. The condemnation is removed. Salvation has been imparted. Eternal life is enjoyed this very moment. In a sense, we do not die. We know that we die physically, but in a very real sense, the child of God simply lives on. We go to be with the Lord forever. Lord, remember us for good in this service. As we worship together, bind our hearts together, the one with the other. Help us, Lord, to lift our voices collectively in praise and adoration to God. We think very especially of our brothers and sisters that are here from Ukraine. Thank you for the safe arrival. helping them to settle in. For the new ones that have come in recent days, and we pray that you'll bless them. And Lord, as our brother, Pastor Valentine, comes to give his testimony, we pray that you will be with him. Thank you for the grace of God that has triumphed in his life. We thank you, Lord, for the way that you've led him into the ministry, brought him to this country in the providence of God in a time of war. And Lord, as he talks to us today, fill him with the Holy Spirit of God. And may he know that the Lord is with him, standing with him. Remember Sister Anna as she translates. We thank you for the gifts that you've given to her. We pray that you'll help her to think and understand and get the right words. We know how difficult that must be at times. But Lord, may she also know the help of God this day. As the group ministers in song, make it a blessing. Lord, come and abide with us this day. Give us clean hands and a pure heart as we worship the Lord. Remember back in Ukraine, we think of Pastor Nikolai and all that he's still seeking to do by the grace of God. Bless him, we pray. And others like him, the faithful witness that is still there through local pastors and Christians, missionaries. Help them, Lord, as they labor for Christ in difficult circumstances. And Lord, remember the sick of the church. We think of our sister Elizabeth that's in hospital. We pray that you'll be with her. We remember Aaron in these days of recovery. Pray for Mervyn likewise, that he'll know the touch of the Lord in his life. And others, raise them up to health and strength again. All these things we pray through the Lord Jesus Christ, our dear Saviour. Amen. And amen. We're very glad to have the whole group now. They were not with us last Lord's Day, but as you know, five more have arrived, and that makes us 38 in total. And so the new arrivals, Anna, if you can maybe just tell them if they could stand up. If they're able to do that, we know that Katrina will not be able to stand, but if the new arrivals just rise to their feet, then we want to welcome you to Ballymoney. Yes. We trust the Lord will bless you in your sojourn with us as you spend this time with us. And of course, Katrina as well, who wasn't able to stand. Our thoughts and prayers are with you all. Now the group is going to sing, the Ukrainian choir, as we've called them, and we'll invite them to sing. What we've done is we have the words for you to look at. We know how difficult it is when you're listening to others sing in a language that you don't understand. You can enjoy the music and you can enjoy the singing in that sense, but you don't know the words, and the words are very important. This has been done through Google Translate, so we should have got it to Anna maybe sooner, but the best that we can do is what's on the screen. And they're going to sing, "If the storms of life, your spirit, if in the storms of life your spirit is depressed, clouds of despondency darken your path, remember how much mercy the Lord has shown. You will be amazed that he died." Thank you.
Милости Господь явил, удивляться будешь, что Он совершил.
Милости Господни
вспоминай, считай,
все единости святота
дай. Вспомни, как Он щедро делил, удивляться будешь, что Он совершил.
Ты как вспомнишь, вознесешь славу,
бросишь все сомнения, воспоешь хвалу.
Милости Господни вспоминай,
считай,
все и за единость сердце
повторяй. Вспомни, как Он щедро наделил, удивляться будешь, что Он совершил. Видишь ли богатых благами земли, вспомни есть сокровище на небесах. Всякую нужду вспомни сам Господь, золото дороже то, что Он дает.
Милости Господне вспоминай,
насчитай,
где и за единое сердце
повторяй. Вспомни, как Он щедро наделил, удивляться будешь, что Он совершил.
Ободри же духом на Христа взирай,
силою Его все скорби побеждай. Памяти все милости Его храни, и найдешь отраду на земном пути. Ты,
Thank you, brothers and sisters. I think we could have done better with the translation in the first one, because we have that in our hymn book. All I was sent was Russian words, and it might have been double Dutch or Russian or whatever. But we count our many blessings anyhow, and we rejoice in the holy God that we worship. Thou alone art holy. Can I bid you welcome in the Saviour's name? Good to see all who have come this beautiful Lord's Day morning. If you're visiting, and our sister Shirley Crawford and Sophie and maybe Levi are with us today, and we bid them a very warm word of welcome. Continue to pray for them also. If you're listening in on sermon audio, Facebook or YouTube, we're very glad to have you as part of this service. Do you remember the gospel meeting tonight? Not at 12. I should have got that changed from last week. But anyhow, Sasha's coming this evening to give his testimony at 7. Okay? So that we don't have any mistake with that. This one's right. This is the one that's been advertised on Facebook. Appreciate the testimonies that will be given today. It is further helping as far as the preaching is concerned, just to give me that rest from preaching. Monday night is the Sabbath School Teachers Prayer Meeting at 8 o'clock. Wednesday is our committee meeting at 8 o'clock. And Thursday night, the midweek service at 8 p.m. And one of our elders, Jonathan McCauley, will preach on Thursday night. Friday is the Missionary Council in our Bangor Church, and this is the last one before they break up for the summer months. Saturday morning is the open air in the centre of the town at 11 as we make this witness for the Lord. And then next Lord's Day begins with the prayer meeting at 8 a.m. Sabbath School 10:30. The Bible class at 10:30. And Mervyn will be dealing with Christ is all we need in his person, our union with Christ. We look forward to Children's Day every year. This particular Sunday is set aside for Children's Day, 12 noon and 7. Two of our elders will be speaking, Wesley in the morning and Phil at night. And the children of our Sunday school will take part at both services. After the evening service, the prize distribution will take place. This normally would have happened at the Sabbath School Social, but we're changing it now in the future that on Children's Day at the evening service, this will be done and supper will be served. If our ladies who have been so kind to rise to the occasion often in recent days would do likewise for next Sunday night and bring 3/4 of a loaf of sandwiches and 2 dozen buns so that supper can be provided. Can I thank you sincerely for your tithes and offerings for God's work. Today is Building Fund and next week is Missionary Council and the School Covenant Support. Can I mention that on Thursday the 23rd of June it will be a special praise service as the Christian school comes to the end of another year and mark the time half an hour earlier to facilitate the children. That will be at 7:30. On Friday the 24th through to the 5th of July we will have our outreach, God willing, to Romania. We're asking you to pray about that, please. Just before I move on, these little invitations to Children's Day should have been given out to the children this morning at Sunday school and perhaps to you coming in, and so you can pass them on to others. Can I mention also that our next Lord's table has been put back until the following Sunday, Lord's Day, the 10th of July, so that I can be with you on that day. Anyone seeking membership, if you find your spiritual home and you want to throw your weight in behind the church in that sense and become a member of the congregation, do see me as soon as possible. Gift aid forms are available. The information that is for you today, and many of you have got that coming in, and there's others perhaps still to get. We have these prayer requests. We mentioned Elizabeth in prayer, who is in hospital with COVID. Mervyn Miller, he's still in the Royal, recovering from surgery. Aaron Laverty, he is recovering from his major operation. John Finlay, whose cancer has spread, and Jamie McLaughlin, who got home but is still poorly, and the others that are on the prayer list, we remember them before the Lord. I got this photograph sent to me this morning, just I think it was to encourage us at the early morning prayer meeting. And as Phil left, he just took a picture of some of the cars that were there, just to show you that there's folks coming to pray at the early time and seek the Lord together. We really appreciate that. We think of what is still going on in Ukraine, and the rehab is helping others. So you continue to pray for the ministry that's ongoing in the midst of the war in Ukraine. And these are some of the folks that are being fed, going to the outdoors, and also bringing them in to feed them indoors. I want to thank Wesley and the teachers and the helpers for organising the Sunday school trip yesterday. I speak, I'm sure, on behalf of all who went, and on behalf of our friends from Ukraine. I think we enjoyed the day. The Lord was good to us. The weather was pretty favourable. We prayed about that and God answered prayer. And I'm going to run through just a few of the slides very, very quickly that Samuel was able to take these photographs yesterday. When we arrive, we have a great custom in Northern Ireland. We like to eat, and we like to eat often. And so even though you've had your breakfast, and maybe for some they didn't have their breakfast, because when I look at what's on the plates here, it's breakfast and lunch and everything rolled into one. But anyhow, we like to go and get some coffee together. And this was done on arrival at Crawfordsburn. And folks enjoyed just that wee time. It's a family time, it's a church time, being together and having that vital friendship time around coffee and something to eat. After that, we go down to the large green area at the sea, and some sporting activities are provided for the children. Now, I think this is a demonstration of how not to do the obstacle course. And then this is a demonstration of how you do it, so that the children knew what to do when the time came. So it was all thoroughly enjoyed. The children were very competitive, and I think they enjoyed this activity especially. We certainly enjoyed watching on and seeing them do the obstacle course. And they did it very well. So just some of our kids from Sunday school, even right down to the youngest, making an attempt to get through this obstacle course. And some of our older ones from the Bible class, and even parents entering into the spirit of it all and taking part. And then when our Ukrainian friends, I think, saw how to do it, they were very, very willing to just be part of what was happening in Crawfordsburn yesterday. And others who weren't quite sure, that they still watched on, and just to see what's happening here, what do these strange people in Northern Ireland do? But this is what we do. And the time was very good at Crawfordsburn. We were very thankful that we had the facility of the Bangor Church to go to, because even though the morning was beautiful and the sun was shining, and there was heat in the atmosphere, Wesley was able to see from an app that he had, it was a satellite app on his phone, that at 1:30 there was going to be a thunder shower. And if we hadn't have had that, we would probably have said, "Well, stay on and we'll chance it with lunch," because it was still quite bright and the sun was shining. But you know, not only is it unpleasant to get wet, it's also unpleasant to eat soggy sandwiches. So we decided we'd go to the Bangor Church, and sure enough, we weren't long in the buses and leaving when the rain descended, and we were very, very glad of this facility. Can I thank the ladies who provided the lunch? And then, of course, moving on into Bangor, the children had a great time, and some of the adults as well, on the various things that you would do when you go to Bangor. So you just might see yourself there enjoying. He's a boy to watch, because there were lots of things going on. You know, the bumping cars that you used to have, I don't think these were supposed to be bumping swans, but I did notice that a lot of the young people were colliding. Maybe that's because they didn't know how to use the thing, or maybe it was intentional, I'll allow you to judge for yourself. It was a good day. You enjoyed yourselves. Pastor, good day. Were you tired? I don't know how it was in other buses, but this is what our bus was like coming home. And it wasn't all Ukrainians. So, the leader of our bus succumbed to great tiredness on the way home. Let me thank you sincerely for organizing the day. These prayer requests, we've made mention of them. Do remember these folks in prayer. Now, this is a testimony meeting. Very shortly, Pastor Valentine will come to give his testimony. The hymn is, "I'm Not Ashamed." And everyone that gives their testimony is able to say this, "Not ashamed to own my Lord." And when you stand up publicly and give your testimony, that's what you're doing. You're saying, "I'm not ashamed of the glorious gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And I've experienced that salvation, and I want to tell it. I want to share it. I want others to know." And that's what our brother is going to do just in a few short minutes. But we're going to sing this hymn, first of all, "I'm Not Ashamed." To know you and your folks over the past number of weeks, We're delighted that you're here to give a personal word of testimony. We look forward to it. Our young people had a preview at one of our fellowship meetings a few weeks ago, and now we're glad that the church can come together and hear what God has done for you. Pastor, you're welcome in the Saviour's precious name. Lord bless you. And bless your people. And Anna, we appreciate all that you do. I know that this has brought busyness into your life, and you've been glad to do that. Thank you for translating today.
Приветствую вас.
Greetings to you all.
Хочу сказать нашим людям опять, вам опять придется слушать мое свидетельство.
I would like to say to our people, you'll have to go and sit through this again.
Вы знаете, наверное, не совсем хочется рассказывать о той прошлой жизни.
You know, sometimes I don't like talking about my previous life.
Потому что в ней как бы очень мало было хорошего.
Because there was very little good things happening in that life.
Но есть то, что есть вспомнить.
But there are things that I remember.
Чтобы прославить Бога, то, что сделал Бог в моей жизни.
And those are the things I would like to talk about, just to show you how God changed my life.
И первый из текстов, который я хочу предложить, прочитать, это пророк Исаия.
Could you please all turn to Isaiah, chapter 6? Первый. Докуда? Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphimic, seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another, and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of uncertain lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
И мы видим здесь о том, что и серафимы, они говорили «Свят, свят, Господь Саваоф».
And we see that seraphims cried, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.
И я вижу в Библии, что всякий человек, который соприкасался с Богом,
and I can see in the Bible that every person who was touched by the Lord,
это был трепет и страх.
He was moved.
И я скажу, что Бог, я вижу в Библии, что Бог ненавидит грех.
And I can see in the Bible that God hates sin.
Но Бог любит человека.
But God loves a person.
И еще один текст. Это один стих из Евангелия от Иоанна.
And another verse I would like to you to turn to is John's Gospel. John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Я вижу вот эту вот, как вроде бы, как несостыковку сначала, то, что Бог ненавидит грех, но Бог почему-то возлюбил грешного человека.
So we have the situation where God hates sin and he loves a person who sins.
И я один из таких людей, которого Бог возлюбил.
And I am one of those people whose God moved and whose God loves.
И я не буду много говорить о том, что в моей жизни было раньше.
I'm not going to focus too much on what was happening in my previous life.
Я просто хочу сказать некоторые моменты, которые происходили в моей жизни.
But I will tell you about some events that took place in my life then.
Моя мама здесь сидит, она знает тоже об этом обо всем.
My mom is here and she knows what was happening then.
И я рос в обычной семье, которая была простая семья в Украине.
I grew up in an ordinary family, an ordinary Ukrainian family.
И, ну, как мы знали, что есть Бог.
We knew that there was a God.
Но мы ему не поклонялись, так как сегодня я поклоняюсь ему.
But we didn't worship God the way I worship God now.
Мы ходили на какие-то праздники в церковь.
We used to go to church on occasions.
И все, может быть, вспоминали о том, что есть Бог.
And then sometimes maybe remembered there was a God.
Мы никогда не отвергали, что Бога нету.
We never said that there was no God.
Мы не жили его принципами, правилами.
But we also didn't follow God.
И таким образом я рос, и я очень любил спорт.
So when I was growing up, I loved sports.
Мечтал футболистом стать.
And my dream was to become a footballer.
Но стал лыжником.
But then I ended up becoming a skier.
Занимался лыжным спортом.
I took up skiing.
И когда я учился, ну, уехал в Харьков.
And then I went to study to Kharkov.
И когда я занимался лыжным спортом,
and when I was doing my skiing training,
у нас было две тренировки в день, и учеба там.
We had lessons and we had two trainings per day.
И это было мне где-то около 14 лет уже.
So I was about 14 years of age.
И мои друзья все гуляли, общались, как бы они имели свободную жизнь.
All my friends, all my mates, they had their free life. They went out socializing and enjoyed themselves.
А мне как бы нужно было тренироваться, это меня начинало угнетать. Я хотел тоже такой свободной жизни.
And I wanted the same free life, but I had to study and I had to do my skiing training.
Я начал говорить маме, что я хочу бросить и уйти с этого лыжного, ну, как бы такой колледжа.
So I started telling my mom that I wanted to give it all up and just leave that training.
Тренер мой упрашивал, он не хотел, и, ну, все-таки, как бы я оставил это и ушел, опять вернулся в Старый Салтов жить.
My coach tried to persuade me to stay, but I just didn't listen, so I returned home and left all the study and training behind.
И началось, я начал пробовать понемногу и наркотики,
so,
алкоголь.
Life changed then. I started taking alcohol, I started drugs.
И я теперь хочу вернуться еще в детство, рассказать такой один момент.
And if I go back into my earlier childhood, just want to mention one thing.
Что когда мне было 10 лет где-то,
when I was about 10 years old,
я задавал себе вопрос вообще, ну зачем живет человек?
I was asking myself a question, why does a person live?
И для меня, ну как бы было непонятно, я видел, что люди стареют.
I couldn't understand, why do people live, why do they get old?
Ну и мне не хотелось стареть.
And I didn't want to get old.
Я понимал о том, что все равно это придется.
I knew I would have to get old.
Ну и что же дальше будет?
And I always asked myself, what's next?
И однажды у нас в Украине был такой просто, ну, студия «Эммануил», которая показывала мультфильмы, именно библейские истории.
We had a cartoon studio in Ukraine called Emmanuel, and they showed Christian cartoons.
И я увидел мультфильм, там был о Лазаре, я помню, еще там был об Иисусе.
And I used to watch those cartoons, and there were cartoons about Jesus.
И можно было им написать в студию.
And you could write letters to those people who made those films.
Я им написал в студию, они прислали мне письмо.
And I wrote to them and they sent me a reply.
С трактатиками, где...
With tracts.
Где было в трактатах написано, что сегодня очень многие молодые люди погибают от наркотиков, от
алкоголя. And I remember one of the tracts said that a lot of young people are dying from drugs and alcohol these days.
И я прочитал, мне страшно стало.
And I read it, and I got frightened.
О том, что, ну, такое может быть с людьми.
That something like this can happen to young people.
И я думал, что не, я никогда не буду с такими людьми общаться, я вообще не хочу, чтобы моя такая жизнь была.
And I thought, I'm never going to be mates with people like that. I don't want my life to be like that.
Но прошло буквально, может быть, там 4 года.
But then 4 years passed.
когда в моей жизни это начало происходить.
And those things started to happen in my life.
И все потихоньку начиналось.
So things started to happen.
И все переросло потом в зависимость.
Bit by bit, and then they just things just spiraled out of control, and I became addicted.
Я пытался сам бросить, не получалось.
I tried to give it all up, but I couldn't, didn't succeed.
Я помню, мама меня возила три раза, ну, кодировали меня.
I remember my mom took me three times to a doctor to be hypnotized, coded.
И, ну, максимум хватало на полгода.
And it worked, but it lasted for 6 months.
И все, и потом еще хуже началось.
And then after 6 months, my addiction became worse.
И таким образом, ну, как бы жизнь, она все усложнялась и усложнялась.
So my life was getting more and more complicated.
Что даже мысли возникали о самоубийстве просто.
And I started having thoughts about committing suicide.
Ну, не хотелось просто жить мне, я уже устал, я не мог просто жить.
I was just too tired of life. I just wanted it to end.
И у меня были такие порывы, что я мог взять Библию почитать там 2-3 дня.
And I had moments when I would take the Bible and I would read it for a couple of days.
И у меня были мысли такие, в монастырь пойти.
And then there were thoughts, I wanted to go to a monastery and stay there.
Я помню, еще отчим тогда говорил, что у него, наверное, что-то с головой не то, что то Библию читает, то...
And I remember my stepfather used to say he must be mentally unwell because one day he's reading the Bible and then next day he's drinking.
Но на самом деле было очень тяжело, потому что это было рабство, и я не мог освободиться сам.
It was extremely difficult life, and I just couldn't free myself from it.
Но Бог работал с моим сердцем, и Он напоминал мне о том, что есть Бог, ну, что Он есть.
But God was working inside me. He was working with my heart, and He was constantly reminding me of His existence.
Были люди в жизни моей, Бог их посылал, когда я им рассказывал о каких-то ситуациях. Они мне говорили, что это Бог тебе еще дает раз шанс.
And there were people in my life who came into my life and who were telling me about God and who were telling me that God is giving me another chance.
Но я не верил, что может что-то измениться вообще в жизни.
But to be honest, I didn't believe that my life could change.
Зависимость была насколько, ну, сильная.
The addiction was so strong.
Что, ну, я просто не мог сам справиться, ни кодировки никакие не помогали.
But there was no way I could have dealt with it myself or with the help of other professionals.
И такая жизнь, она вела все больше и больше, началось судимости там начались.
So the life got worse and I became involved in criminality.
И таким образом, ну, она все скатывалась уже к худшему образу.
Going deeper and deeper into this hole.
И начал один человек, который был тоже таким, как и я.
And then I met this man who used to be the same as me.
Приходить ко мне и начал мне свидетельствовать о том, что есть Христос.
He used to come to me and he used to testify and tell me that Christ could save me.
И я помню один момент, когда мне нужно было ехать в суд, ну, к суд должен был судить меня должны были. Он пришел как раз перед этим.
And I remember one day I had to go to court, to the criminal court, and he came to me the same day.
И он мне начал говорить о том, что есть Бог, который может тебе помочь.
And he said there is a God who will save you, who can help you.
И я помню, что у нас даже не было денег заплатить. Он дал нам денег, чтобы заплатить за суд, ну, там нужно было.
And I remember I didn't have money to get myself to the courthouse. And that man gave me money so that I could afford going there.
И он начал приходить время от времени.
So from time to time he started visiting me.
Свидетельствовать мне о том, что есть Бог.
And testify and tell me that God will save me.
И в один такой момент, когда мне очень плохо, сильно было.
And in one of the most difficult moments when I was really suffering.
Я помню, что он пришел ко мне после собрания утреннего.
He came to me after his meeting.
И пригласил на вечернее собрание в
церковь. And he invited me to the evening meeting to his church.
Я знал, что есть баптистская церковь в Старом Салтове.
I used to know that there was a Baptist church in Stary Saltov.
Но, скажу откровенно, мне страшновато было туда идти.
But to tell you the truth, I was very scared to go there.
Дети мои говорили, папа, не говори в свидетельстве о празднике Хапуна. Что такое за праздник Хапун?
And my children told me, Daddy, don't be telling people about that experience and about that celebration, Хапун celebration that they had there.
Ну, как знаете, говорят, из песни слов не выбросишь.
But you can't just exclude this passage from my life.
И у нас ходила такая, ну, я не знаю, как в других там странах, но у нас ходила такая история о том, что там вечером выключают свет, хватают женщин, и там происходят разные моменты.
I'm not sure about other countries, but in Ukraine there used to be a rumor that in Baptist church in the evening meetings they turned off the lights, then they grabbed women and they were doing something.
И, ну, как бы мне страшно было.
And I was really scared. I was really scared to go there.
Ну, когда он пришел ко мне вечером, я уже оделся, был готов идти в церковь.
But anyway, I got dressed, ready for church, and when this gentleman came to me, I went with him.
И я пошел в собрание.
So I went to the meeting.
Зашел в церковь, там была еще на тот момент был маленький домик такой.
It used to be a small, very small house building.
Почти весь зал был заполненный.
And the whole house was full of people.
И я когда посмотрел, ну, некоторых людей я знал там.
I knew some of the people.
Ну, я так сначала посмотрел, думаю, это, наверное, не для меня. Здесь очень все такие хорошие.
And I looked at them and I thought, no, this place is not for me. They all look so good and respectable.
Я еще помню, пришел с синяком с таким подмазом.
And I had a big bruise under my eye.
И когда я побыл на собрании,
so when I stayed at the meeting, after the meeting,
мне очень понравилось.
I really, really liked it.
Но когда уже закончилось собрание, мы шли домой.
But when the meeting has ended and we were walking home,
мне свидетельствовали о том, что тебе надо покаяться, и Бог может помочь тебе.
I was told that I have to repent and then God will help me.
Но я, ну, так до конца не мог верить в то, что действительно что-то может измениться в моей жизни.
But I still didn't believe deeply that changes could happen to my life.
И когда я пришел домой, то я дома сам помолился.
So when I came home, I started to pray.
И сказал: Господи, если ты есть,
and I said, God, if you do exist,
то я хочу, чтобы моя жизнь изменилась.
Please save me from my life, change my life.
Я не могу сам избавиться.
I cannot do it myself.
Я утром проснулся, у меня не было зависимости. Мне не хотелось ни наркотики употреблять, ни курить, ни алкоголь употреблять. У меня не было вообще никакой тяги к этому.
Next morning, when I woke up, I didn't have any desire to take a cigarette, to take a drink, or to take drugs.
Я знаю, что у других людей не так происходило, как у меня.
I know experiences of other people may have been different.
Но в моей жизни именно так произошло, и Бог меня освободил в один момент просто.
But in my life, it just all happened in one instant.
И я начал ходить на собрания.
So I started going to meetings.
И слава Богу, до сих пор я в церкви.
And praise the Lord, I'm still here.
Уже прошло 19 лет.
It was 19 years ago.
И Бог освободил меня, и я скажу, что жизнь моя, я не скажу, что стала там легче намного.
God has taken away my sin, but my life has not, I wouldn't say my life has become easier.
Но я знаю, что сейчас, когда я прохожу всякие трудности, то я их иду с Богом.
There are many difficulties in my life, and the difference is that I'm walking together with God.
У меня есть поддержка и есть упование.
He supports me in everything.
И как бы тяжело ни было, Бог всегда напоминает моему сердцу.
And it doesn't matter how hard things get, God always reminds my heart.
О том, чтобы я посмотрел назад.
For me to look back.
Откуда Бог меня избавил.
From that to that place where He rescued me from.
И в сердце появляется, безусловно, сразу благодарность Богу.
And then when I think about it, I'm so thankful to God.
То, что Бог сделал. Я хочу еще
for
один
everything
текст
He's done.
Предложить прочитать.
Could we turn to another Bible verse?
Это Деяния святых апостолов.
It's Acts chapter, chapter 17, verse 24. Acts 17, verse 24. Докуда читать? 24-31. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with man's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men, for who to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation. That they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. And at the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent.
И я хочу сказать о том, что и призвать нас к двум вещам сегодня в собрании.
I would like to say two things to you tonight, today.
Первое – это благодарить Бога. Кто спасенный сегодня – это благодарить Бога за то, что Бог нас спас.
Those people who are saved today, please praise the Lord for being saved.
Ибо это не наша заслуга, и я скажу, что если посмотреть на меня, есть намного хуже люди, чем я,
прошлой жизни. It's not of our doing, it's God saves us. If you look at my life, I didn't deserve to be saved.
И многие в том поселке, где я жил, они ставили точку и говорили, что с этого человека уже ничего хорошего не будет.
And my mates and other people who lived in the same village, they used to look at me and say, there's nothing good is going to come out of this man.
Есть еще один человек, он Ваня сидит, это мы до уверования мы с ним очень дружили, еще будучи неверующими людьми.
There's this guy, Ivan here, and we used to be big mates before we became Christians.
И Бог тоже спас его.
And God saved him the same way he saved me.
Но многих наших друзей, скажем так, или товарищей, их уже нету в живых.
But a lot of our mates, most of them, they are not here anymore.
И сегодня я вижу просто милость Божью просто к человечеству.
And I just think God has mercy towards every human being.
Что Бог, независимо от того, интеллигенты, наркоман.
So, irrespective of how intelligent you are, whether you are a drug addict,
бандит,
whether you are a criminal,
Бог стучит и Бог хочет спасать.
God knocks on their hearts and wants to save them.
И я думаю, что каждый из нас может вспомнить свое свидетельство Божьей милости к себе.
I think everyone can recall the event or a day when God knocked on his or her life.
То, что сделал Бог в нашей жизни.
And what God has done to their life.
И это великая благодать.
And it's wonderful.
А второй момент, на который бы мне хотелось обратить внимание, здесь апостол Павел в Афинах, он проповедует, и он говорит о сути сотворения человека.
And Paul talks about the creation of man.
Он говорит о том, что Бог создал человека, чтобы человек искал Бога.
Paul says that God created man so that man can search God.
И я знаю, что грешник, он не хочет каяться.
And sinners don't want to repent.
Я знаю, что любой человек это противник Бога.
It's in our nature to reject God.
И возможно, в зале есть те люди, кто сегодня еще без Бога.
And maybe today here there are people who don't have God in their heart.
И вы противитесь Богу.
And you reject him.
Но я знаю, что Божья любовь, она стучит в сердца.
But I also know that God's love is knocking on your heart.
И Павел здесь говорит о том, что и так оставляя времена неведения, Бог ныне повелевает всем повсюду покаяться.
And Paul says that God wants us to repent and to say that we are sinners.
И он говорит, почему? Потому что Бог назначил времена и сроки, когда будет конец земли здесь.
And God has established that the earth will end.
Я просто хочу вернуться сейчас на буквально одну минуту, когда мне было 10 лет.
And just for a minute, I want to take you back to the time when I was 10 years old.
Когда я себе задал вопрос, какая цель моей жизни?
When I was asking myself a question, what is the purpose of my life?
Я видел пожилых людей, которые стареют и умирают.
I saw old people who were getting older and who were dying.
И для меня был вопрос, зачем я живу?
And for me, I was asking myself, why do I live?
И в моей жизни Бог ответил мне, Бог коснулся моего сердца, Бог дал мне ответ, зачем человек живет на земле.
And God has given me the answer for my life and for my heart.
Для того, чтобы познать Бога.
A person lives to know the God.
Я знаю, что особенно для молодежи очень сложно сегодня примириться с Богом.
And I know particularly about young people, it's so difficult for them to reconcile with God.
Потому что хочется строить свою жизнь и свои планы.
Because they have plans, they have their lives, future to think about.
Но я скажу лично о себе, я свои планы строил.
But look at me, I had my plans.
И ничего хорошего в этом не было.
And nothing good came out of my plans then.
Это привело к разочарованию.
It brought me to disappointment.
К падению.
To the fall.
И к мыслям о самоубийстве.
And to thinking about suicide.
Но я вижу, насколько милостивый Бог.
But I can see how gracious and merciful God is.
Что Он предлагает другую жизнь.
That He offered me a different kind of life.
И эта жизнь на самом деле очень прекрасна.
And this type of life is beautiful.
И поэтому пусть Бог благословит церковь.
And let God bless this church.
И будет прославлен Господь за то, что мы Его и то, что Он свою благодать излил на нас.
And let's praise the Lord that He saved us.
Те, кто может быть сегодня без Христа.
And maybe those who are without Christ today.
Подумайте о вечности.
Please do think about the eternal things.
Где будет ваша душа?
Where will your soul be?
Со Христом или без?
Will it be in Christ or without Christ?
Это очень серьезный вопрос.
It's a very serious question.
Пусть Бог благословит каждого.
Let God bless every one of you.
Thank you, Pastor Valentin, for coming and giving your testimony. Trust the Lord will bless you. And bless your family, bless your church. As you stay with us, may you continue to grow in the things of God, and may you know His blessing as you spend this time in Northern Ireland. On Christ the solid rock I stand is the testimony of every true Christian. We have no other standing but Him. There's no other way but Christ. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We'll sing this hymn of testimony as we close. all pray. Father, we thank thee for salvation that is to the uttermost, to all who come and put their faith and trust in Christ. We thank thee for the redeeming power of the blood of our Saviour. And we know that he's able to save any man or woman who comes in faith and repentance to God. Bless the testimony that we've listened to. Bless your servant, his wife, his children, his family. Bless, Lord, his congregation too. And we pray that as we spend these days together, that we'll be an encouragement to each other. We pray that you'll remember the situation back in his homeland, other friends and family that are here, that are there. Oh God, we rejoice that even in the midst of difficulty, we hear of sinners coming to know Christ the Saviour. May that be so here. If there are those among us today who know not Christ, Lord, open their hearts to the gospel and save them this very day by your grace. Continue with us through this Sabbath day. Bless tonight's meeting also. Visit us, Lord, with the breath of revival. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.